Okay. Simon Tov Samach Aleph Dinei Afias Matzah Sif Aleph. Tanush Oven Boy Chometz, the oven that you use to bake chometz in it, and now you want to convert it to bake matzah in it, so you have to be very careful. You have to be careful if you want to use heat it up to bake matzahs in it. That the coals, which are going to heat up the oven and thereby kasher the oven, have to go in every spot. You have to have actual coals. Not just enough that the flame goes there, you have to have the actual coals. The commercial bale al yedei gecholim, kach pelet al yedei gecholim. So the gecholim are the source of heat. The heat stays there longer, etc. So it absorbs in with the gecholim.
So does this mean that the coals must literally touch the entire surface area? You have to basically fill up the whole volume with the coals.
Yeah.
Which doesn't leave much room for air for the burning.
Well, it has to be the layer. It can be one layer thick.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but so there's plenty of air above it. Okay. Furthermore, you need that the heat should get to the point that sparks are sparking off. Hilkoch. Im hisiku kama pamim kadam pesach. The fact that you heated up the oven before Pesach and you didn't bake any chametz in it, so that should be like the heksher. It says no, eno masik, it's not sufficient. Elam ken kiven latira l'tzarech pesach, unless you had intention to use it for Pesach. Kishemu l'holcha kecholam apenekuloi kol zman shel kiven l'kach. If it wasn't your intent, chances are very good that you didn't make sure that it spread out properly in every single spot that it has to reach. V'yesh noigim l'lhatu boi karka chodosh k'eshel yistarech hesik mina yafuhu. The way the tanner was made was they would take the tanner, was basically attached to the ground, so you put a new layer on the ground, and when you have a new layer on the ground, so the result will be that whatever the baliya, where the matzahs are touching, there's no baliya of chametz in it. So you will not need to do anything else.
We had Edcock trappers come out today, take a look at the house. He couldn't really find
the place. That's a good idea. Hagot, ukamashamakshir, all yadei hesik, when you're makshir through heating.
You found a place
for lahasik.
So I think we're
going to. You should do two heatings. One to kasher it.
We've been in the house for
40
years.
And then, after you do one for kasher, you let it cool off. You heat it a second time for the bacon. You shouldn't heat it for kasher and then go bake with that heating. Now. So now he says Tavri Yashmi does not require the halacha, but it has an advantage. And Mishmaru will say why, because I'm afraid maybe you missed a spot. Or alternatively, the person knows this is going to be the heating, which he's going to end up using for the baking. He doesn't want to overheat because that'll burn the bread, burn the matzah. So he's not going to want to heat it as intensely as necessary. That's what we're afraid of.
So the Rambam talks about heating it, not baking and not to cover up for baking matzah. Does that mean these are the tandoorim that they also use to heat the house?
I would imagine so. I mean, there was such a thing as a tandoor which heated the house. Maybe one did cook other things.
Did you give him a Shnu Brewer share last night while the Yom HaShoah program was being given at Chom Yamuna? Yeah. At 8 o'clock, you did.
It could be one because something else in the recite was some comments. Some meat or something. So it's. Aleph. Kishiasi kuhu. Babsha to nerve shalom naso milavainim and he's rough and bekipshin. our ovens are made out of brick, which is clay, which is then fired in an oven, which that's what klicheres is. Rishlam din klicheres, which we assume normally shel yotzei midei daf yoy. In general, any baliya klicheres which goes in never comes out totally. So you always have a problem of you can't kasher it. Teres says that's talking about if you're kashering it with hagol. You come up with bad yesik. Kim and just take him with them. Well, Chai Sulai will do my pocket. Normally, we don't allow Hesed with Klicheres because afraid the person will not arrange the coals as necessary because afraid that the Kli might explode or might crack. But obviously, by Tana, you're not worried about that, and that's how Tana is used. So that concern isn't a concern. So we can lie that he's done it, the Hesed properly, and that's sufficient. The worldly of the symbols of the house of the
house. So now we have a new
Gemara. Ben Tanurim Shepian in Atzad, commercial one. Ben Tanurim Tanurim Shepian Lamala. Don't know whether this is an oven with a door opening on the side or opening on top. Doesn't make a difference in regards to this alone.
Near the halfway
point. Okay. So you have to make sure that the coals are spread out everywhere. So that one hesek is sufficient.
Altogether, 8 tanoim.
The Torah requires a set of these. Okay. Call it more permanent. You're not sure if it did spread everywhere that it's supposed to. So yesh lesser b'di evid hamatzah shavuah. Even b'di evid is going to be. Determinative. But the dafkim who are dying is certainly ace to ace. Shini shamsher by chometz. It's only within it hasn't up in 24 hours. The vaki mutter by the ebed and we'll cut him a pesach. This time the kama for pesach is mutter becomes bottle. So that would take care of that problem.
Okay.
They all hold that a sukkah requires a
sukkah. Achim, he's sikho, come upon him.
But that down, they
all did. Actually, keep on the tier of the sukkah, but even they weren't for basic purposes, but to be able to become a pomer, because we can assume over a period of the X amount of heatings, you don't have to heat it all at the same time. So we can assume over the period of the X amount of heatings, eventually you'll cover every spot like you're supposed to.
They don't necessarily agree with
it. Even though your intent wasn't for pace.
So what we have to say,
okay. Then he said some people have a custom to lay down a new layer of the dirt floor on the tanner.
I don't know exactly.
How thick does it have to be?
Karachodesh
ka'obi
etzba. Okay.
So the covering it with a piece of dirt, a layer of dirt, which is the thickness of an etzba, will assume that any belia which is lower down will not be able to penetrate. And assuming there's no liquid, will not be able to penetrate up into the food because there's a layer of an etzba on top. Okay. The chometz tablua begago bekir. So what about the chometz which is absorbed in the other parts of the oven?
Who
nechlad ayirei libun hashal habis? The coals are not sitting on that part of the oven. But the flames of the shalhevis, when you go to heat it up to bake the matzahs, the flames will kasher out the sides and the top.
any sukkah, which is that 4 ounces is possible.
I mean, for
many
years,
now, even
though
the very
first circle.
A
hasik.
We know that halacha is.
Shevon chol
ha'prekuloi. That for a half.
Yitiach matit. Karki yisoy. Kamisara b'gay v'hamokim sh'ayim dem.
Or we have a the minimal size.
So Akira, different than the Tanner, is more open on top. A, it has place for two pots. B, you didn't put the pot inside of the Kira, you put it on top of the Kira. C, D, the Kira was shaped straight up and down as opposed to the Tanner, which was the tanner goes up at an angle. That's why the opening for the release of the heat and steam is on top, but it's a very small opening. That's wider down below. Whereas the kira stays straight up and down the whole height. So there's a difference between the kira and the tanner. So and that's, basically the kira is made more for cooking than for baking or roasting, because the heat wasn't as intense. And they put the pot on top, but basically they would hold the fire inside.
Rebbe says a finish. That applies also to the sukkah. Right? That's Rebbe's question. Really. What we see for Rebbe is that the goal of the sukkah, in order for it to be a sukkah, has to have a same shrewd same.
Because the kira tzarech hasik and sheyach v'chol and v'nekula, so you also have to cash it by putting the coals all over the place. Shidiach batit karki yisoy, you have to cover the bottom. He says with pitch, whatever. And the sides also to the height where the pots would be found.
I'm not so sure.
The Kachlin are also beset with tanur. So there were like pockets or indentations, and the wall of the oven was made out of earthenware.
It's like it can't be too permanent. Everybody agrees that if it's a house.
The outside, in the actual clay of the oven, they would sort of flatten out some spots on the outside and make it little places to hold things. So if you need to have something available when you're cooking, you have it right there. You have the utensil right there. You beat the idea of the gas grill outside with all of the pieces attached. They beat that out by 2,000 years. Okay. Kachon osim b'sechet and rur. These little pockets. Indentations, which are in the tanner. So Shabino, how you make it call it? Those are places where it's possible the person put chametz down. So you have to kasher it out. You have to kasher it out. With coals to the point that it gets red, white hot.
For example,
you cover it over with a layer of this tit of mud, which eventually dries there, so it's not going to absorb anything. He said, before you have to put the tit on the bottom, the sides, and on top. He says, this is the only inside on top. He says, on the sides also, you don't have to go all the way up. The tap up is sufficient.
It has to have two walls.
Right? So it's cut and down.
So it can't be too permanent.
When you're going to kosher, Hesik, it is only proper. So he said it's a good idea.
I find it a little bit
to heat it twice, once for the kashrut process, and then let it cool off, and then heat it again to bake. To be yashuv, let's learn. After minadin, die behezig after the lahashir v'lafia. One heating will kashrut, and then you can bake on that heat with that heat. Welcome to Yosha. It's proper to give it time lapse in between and heat it again. But Tom, why do we say that? Ulai. Nisha, but Pama Risha, the Mokam Echad, and he believed the Cholim Malavadaita, maybe he missed the spot.
I'll tell you my conclusion. This is not like conclusion. Okay, I would like to conclude that. Just look at this copy, which is just the relevant
statement. It gives you a clue. It looks like this. And we find the Tatum. Well, Nisha, Pama Risha, the Mokam Echad, and he believed the Cholim Malavadaita. He didn't realize that the Cholim Malavadaita. The Hesek Echad Yeshlocha Shal Yalab and Yofim, if he's just heating it once, which will kasher and then bake it, he doesn't want it to get too hot. He won't do it. Tom, she's sorry, Shemin, she's sorry for advice. He doesn't want the house to burn down. Vitam Zed Sarach, Lahamtim, Lahasik, Pam Shani, Achisan and Ksas, he has to actually cool off in between. It is a kasher on Yom Tov. The mutzalah says a kol hesek echad. So then you can't heat up, make a fire for the purpose of kasher in the oven. You can heat up a fire for the purpose of baking. Well, now that you heat it for baking, you can use it for kasher, and then you use it to bake. A kol hesek echad, one heating. Shalas is havora. Shall observe beyond it. Kimmy didn't want it. And that's what you're supposed to do, and not heat it twice and create one of them as an act of cooking for no purpose, which is awesome. Rashi Yizor Sheyechu Cholim Apanei Kula. So it's on Yom Tov. You can't kasher through Agola, but the Reliban you can kasher because Agola's logic is it takes out the flavor, nullifies it, and puts it back in, either because it's based on minuscule size vis-a-vis the larger amount, or based on. You can make a var on Yom Tov, make a fire for the purpose. You can't make a new fire. You have to transfer a new fire. But you can make a new fire vis-a-vis this item. This item wasn't heated before, now it's heated. It's only what on Yom Tov if there's a valid Yom Tov need. So if I need it to bake, so I can do that. Once I'm doing that, I can cash out the oven. Give it in water. You have to be careful that it covers everywhere to cash out the oven. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Base. Stands.
Should we stand too?
No.
She wants to.
Tapka. Harish, what is that? Ethachin and Rolfim Shikasim Behanagar, shingles. Kukubalas. The shingles are made out of earthenware.
Oh, definitely. There's
somebody arguing with all of these. It's made out of Harris. It's not the loose or anything yet. So they came out of the oven. They came out of the oven. So they're kosher. Whether it's a case of seeing the thin of the food. Kibashur Shal Tahdel, Abishan Shalevis, Allah Al Gabo, Mitha Rosaf, Lapas Nevis, and Yad, Venable Dithi. So I can take this item. It's curved to some extent. I'm going to put my dough inside one side. So either I can heat it from that side and put it cold inside. Heat it from the outside, either one is fine. That's called a second year of
food. It all holds one thing, right?
In other words, they all require a
even though you don't see a fire
in
getting to it, but it's getting hotter, especially now. The bread will bake very quickly and will not come to people.
They all require a certain threshold of permanence, though.
They have to heat it first. You can't put the dough on the top though. Take the dough with the top and stick it in the oven. Meanwhile, it takes time for the top to heat up. Meanwhile, the dough is
cooking.
Taking the dough and putting it into boiling water, heated water, boiled water, is also, that was dinner, which we don't do as much as that. We don't know how to do it. Bain the carpet test. Right there, we're going to have some people from the test. That was the case of Troika. Troika was making a depression in the ground. And they put like a batter in there. And they bake in there.
What's the truck name?
Truck was the name of a concoction where you would make it this crush in the grip, the car, heat it up, and then pour in the batter, and it would. Why they didn't vacuum the ground, I don't know. I'm not sure what was the...
The pot is actually in the next on the ground?
In the ground. And so the batter would all gather together and bake that.
more machmir.
How is it heated? I understand if it's in the ground.
No, you layered it with, I imagine that you layered it with coals.
Okay. So they're right on the coals. This is right on the coals.
I guess so. The friction of the kalim, all those things are considered things which potentially hasten the chemo's process.
Let's digress.
When exactly is it ash? I mean, where does the heat come from? Is it covered coals that are covered with ash, and so it's less intense?
No, it was hot ash.
Yeah, but what's the
heat? It was one which reduced the ash.
But ash doesn't mean that it's totally extinguished. There's something going on.
No.
Okay. My closest experience with that is burning comments in our faces.
Right. So, I imagine, even after everything is just finished. The ash over there would not be the safest place to put your hands.
The Ran brings up the question. She doesn't ask you.
Don't get some more.
The Gemara on that base.
Okay, how long does it have to bake?
The reason why it's such a high
amount of shear that we put on the sides of the matzah,
because it's cheaper.
Instead of having them stretch,
the walls are cheaper.
It snaps or whatever, it doesn't stretch. So when you pull it apart, you don't have you don't have the stretchy pieces of band dough coming out. That's called baked. No longer considered
called.
Less than that is what he is, Shasha. It's not baked. It's baked to the point that if you break it, you pull it apart. There will be little strands of dough extending out. That's considered matzah. So the case is much very narrow. Don't take it out before that time. You put it back in. Is it longer than 8 months? That time where it's out before it's put back in, it's hot. And it's busy. And it's busy.
It's not on the fire.
It's not on the fire. So to bake it, so it's going to become cold.
This is a big question.
Yud Gimel Ein Chutin Yimshachin. Tim Ein Nifrechus Kishtalta Nuso. Even though it breaks apart.
Yes,
that's sufficient. If you're not sure whether the strands of dough will pull, Now, if I can tell you for sure, I understand exactly what he's saying. I'm not sure. It's something you put your finger
in and see if whether it sticks to your adheres to your finger. The more baked it is, the less it's going to stick to your finger.
More permanent than iron. I don't know. Someone has to. But, Tyson asked the question. The question is as follows.
This proof of
the Ran is shocking.
The pressure of the finger on the matzah. It's all relevant with the matzah because that's the oven. It's still warm. What happens then? Once it hardens, it hardens. It cools, it hardens. So that's no proof anymore. How kosher it is.
Right. In other words, even when you've got the heat, when it's hot, you've got all those molecules circulating maximally. Nevertheless, it's still stretch like that, so that's a sign that it's baked. Whereas if it's cold, so the molecules are it's not its full molecular potential.
Right. Elasticity.
So that's the way I have to understand these things.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. The Chutim and Nimshach Mimeno. Again, Musumin Zed, Enochim, Yudala, Mismancha, Matzah, Nain Kamul, or Mismancha, he said. It only applies once the Matzah is still warm. Yotzin Bo, Yerichavis Matzah. Yerichavis Matzah. Yerichavis Matzah. Yerichavis Matzah. Yerichavis
So how does the Ran present our Gemara? If you look at the Ran,
even though it's been a long time since you didn't make it right now,
the Ran says the Bible is only brought
into the Ran. The Mishnevis Mishira says once it's baked that amount, it won't become chametz later on.
The Bible over here understands the Mishnah
that
the Bible therefore he holds that the Mishnah that is an example. We have one time that we've been worse than the other regarding.
Good point. Kodem Shira Zeh, Dainin, and Beflow, Lechem, Botzeg. If it doesn't get to this stage of putting the mshachim, it's still done. Yesha Simon Lepas Shehidia Chaletta. Yeah. You can tell that it's reached the stage of being bred. For who? Kishar Royim, Shidik Upanel. It's made the point, it makes it crazy like a crust on the outside.
Is this based on a Gemara?
Some of these points are gross. Well, can't even stand on mats and cross it. You cool off, and then you broke it, you pulled it. From a race of your name, Shnikish Lenefer, Yafu, so it didn't bake well. And also, Shur the Akira, Simon on that. I can't tell.
You can't. In other words, it looks like it's maybe a little too soft on the inside. Looks like it wasn't properly baked, but you can't heat it up again now.
You can't tell now exactly how well it's baked or not.
You can rely on the external.
Well baked on the outside because soon we're done. I'm not sure about that. So the rice and tapas can also feel it has some rubber and yes, and we're done. Dealing with some of the corners. So,
I'm not going to cut you too much slack.
Why does he say the Kama Poski? Stuffing the rice of the Kama Poski. Why would there be, what would be the possible leniency? In terms of whether you're now dealing in a is there intermediate category?
Yeah, that's what we're assuming, that there's cases where they were Chazal and Mirabana were concerned with it. Come the Chenelag Zira. You can't take it out, make sure it bakes well. Okay. Well said, don't take it out of the oven before the time is, it's not done yet, stick it back in. Let me boil it. You can't take it out not to return it. If it's stretching, it's still dough. But he's coming to Vala Kaponim Bashir, she has mill, it'll eventually become Chavis. At the longest, in 18 minutes. Feel the Kocha Amanas La Zira take it, it's a good way to put it back in. Gangwe Yeshizor, it's also a problem. He took a love with the Timuts, feel the Bashir Muetis. This temperature, Kimish Niskama, Mechemet, it's been heated, so even any time lapse can allow for it to become comets. Kenshi is barely ill, it's tough to test, it's if I'll dissipate.
Gemara,
the wind remains, as you know. A lot of information to absorb.
Yeah.
Particularly,
two of them.